Cycles, Seasons, and Codes. Excerpts and quotations from the Harbinger Era lectures, originally presented by Z. Charnot between 1967 and 1969 in California, USA, Part 2. Each season has its own seasons, the cycle within the cycle, and all the nature that harmonizes with what is becoming. Sometimes the codification is in a plant which teaches us. We begin to learn by searching into the science of the plant, what it absorbed, when and what it becomes, what nature it attains, and what blending. As we indeed unfold these sciences, we will unfold codes. Codes of understanding that will give us tools with which to conquer. We will come into another season when another battle is at hand. And in the decoding of the forms that exist, we will see what each thing is for. I think we can begin to see that we will even find within ourselves what each attribute is for, the codes and meaning of all life. What is the attribute that we might ascribe to the various animals? What is the gentle bovine? What is the cow? What does it teach? What is its code? Why is it that there is a season for the dragon, and the season is no more? And what is this season of? What is the lamb? What is the goat? What is the lion? Looking into the season of each creature and each form, we can begin to see that there is a why behind every form. There is a reason, there is a code that provides us with a tool of thought. Do you know how many people stand without and try to understand what goes on within? I mean, what is going on between some of us and within each of us right now? And they long to understand by reason of their fear. We can see that there is a grade or season of development they are in. It is an appropriate season for their form, and it does not mean that they come last, but that they come seasonably, at the right time. We are all simply what we are seasonably, giving what we can at the right time. When life is first moving through the darkness of the earth to the surface, when the code is first being broken, the earth gives much, the water bears, is almost exhausted, for much water is required. We will begin to see the season of each sign, the season of each planet. We will begin to see each force blending in its own way. The world sometimes mocks that which is a mystery, just because it is a mystery, because the code is so well guarded. Can you see how much of your life has been without understanding? In these times, in this season, codes may be broken suddenly, things may be understood suddenly. In the days ahead, the code may unfold with a suddenness, a tremendous understanding within each one, a tremendous enlightenment. Through these years, much of what we have identified as learning has been a decodification of that which is already there, learning the meaning of that which has gone on, and that which is little known. In a way, everything that is disclosed in a pattern of that which is involved in the code. Part of the knowledge is hidden in the realms of science, part of the realms of legend, part in language, part in music, part in art. We have already seen what it is that unfolds the code. We are going to find a culminating expression which begins to occur here of all these forms that will blend in great beauty. The force is being gathered quickly, and the decoding is going on at a very high rate. We are finding more and more that the action of becoming what we need to become in order to enter into the decoding process, in going on through the interrelationships we are experiencing with one another. We need to understand that there is an inner reason for the outward form, and it has been a safeguard that the code is never unfolded by one person. Maybe one person has a key, yes, but only a key. The code is only unfolded by many joined together, a part of the force which can be exerted by the greater body, the atom, the larger unit, that which has an identity, that it doesn't have in the disunited state. Various ones of us have appeared and taken roles we have had through the ages to make preparation for this day, this season, this era.